Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You've probably heard that you should eat your higher caloric meals for breakfast and lunch to kind of make it so that you're not eating those heavy meals at dinner time. Well, our guest, Dr. Natasha Turner, has a different approach, and she reveals why it's no longer taboo to eat your carbs and calories at night. So, Dr. Turner, people have always thought that you're supposed to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper. I've always heard that. Tell us why that's no longer true.
Well, you know what? I think that anyone who has been doing that has actually been setting themselves up for failure when it comes to sticking to healthy choices throughout the rest of the day, because all the research and all of my clinical experience has shown me that when you eat too many carbs and you eat big, heavy breakfast, you're going to want to eat like that all day long. And in fact, those that eat more starchy carbs or heavy carb breakfast is proven around 3 or 4 o'clock. Those are the same people that are reaching for the muffin, the pastry, and the coffee with tons of sugar in it. So it actually stimulates excessive release of insulin, which makes you hungry and crave all day long, and it basically makes you into a walking fat storage factory.
So tell people what they can do at night and what kind of meals would make a really good, healthy dinner that is not going to load them up so then they go to sleep and when their metabolism slows down, they just start storing everything away.
Well, that's exactly right. Because you know what? If you choose the right things for dinner, you're going to sleep better. And sleeping is one of the best fat-burning activities that we can do if you do it properly. But if you're choosing the wrong foods for dinner, you're going to disrupt your sleep and increase fat storage, increase stress hormones. So I recommend you have your starchy carbohydrates in the evening with your evening meal, about 2 to 3 hour period before bedtime. Now, when I say starchy carbs, I mean the healthy starchy carbs, things that are high in fiber and low in sugar. So things like brown rice, quinoa, Ezekiel,
sweet
sure.
potatoes, it's regular quash. Potatoes, and
that's right.
You know, right, the good quality vegetables, and even peas and corn and things that are still that good for us.
That's right, about the size of your fist. So, but you have to think about this: if you want to optimize fat burning and you want to be free of belly fat and free of cravings, you have to think about eating the right foods at the right times and the right combinations. And that was the philosophy of my first book, The Hormone Diet. I said that if you have any form of hormonal imbalance, you will not be able to lose weight regardless of your diet and exercise. So that whole calories in minus calories out equals weight loss is absolutely antiquated. And you've got to be thinking about the source of those calories. And so there's protein, carbs, and fats that make up your calories. If you choose to get all your calories from carbs, it's going to have a completely different metabolic effect in your body than if you get them all from protein or from fat. And since the release of the book 3 years ago, I've been working with thousands of patients in my clinic here in Toronto and watching, and I've uncovered the number one reason why we can't lose weight and we can't keep it off.
Now, tell everybody
what it is.
Come on, tell it.
It's because you're eating the wrong types of carbs for your metabolism, a condition that I called carb sensitivity. This is the thing. All carbs, regardless of their forms, end up as sugar in your bloodstream. In the patients that I've deemed as carb sensitive, even the healthy carbs like the ones we just listed, they can end up causing a spike in their blood sugar, just like eating a bowl of ice cream. So no wonder we're all struggling to lose weight and to keep it off. Who would have thought that the sweet potato or the brown rice that you think is a good choice for you, in some people who have a damaged metabolism, or those people I deem as carb sensitive, those foods are causing more belly fat and more weight gain and more sleep disruption and messing up their cholesterol and their blood sugar balance. So I actually encourage people to ask themselves the number one important question: am I carb sensitive? And if you have cravings, weight gain, water retention, if you're hungry soon after eating, if you're obsessed with food, if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatigue after eating, those are all signs you're carb sensitive. Then you've got to ask yourself, well, which carbs am I sensitive to? Because those are the only carbs you need to avoid. We all know we need to avoid the bad carbs, but I want you to figure out which of the good carbs from the grains, the starchy vegetables, the legumes, the fruits, which of those carbs are best for your metabolism. And that's what I put together in the book, as I put a process together that helps people recognize those carbs, and then you can avoid those carbs. So you still get to eat the carbs. It's just the right ones for your metabolism.
Well, in so many diets, you know, it's so dizzying for people listening out there that they hear the word carb and they run the other direction because that's what Atkins told them to do. Or then they read the Zone, which says you can have a little of your carbs in there. Or the Mediterranean diet, which says, of course, this is wonderful for you as long as it's grown up out of the ground and you eat it like the French do and the Greeks, you know. So it is so sort of confusing to people to hear these things. How can you make it simpler for them to understand carbs, proteins, fats? Are we allowed to eat some of all of them?
Any diet that recommends the removal of any of those food groups, low fat, high carb, low protein, high protein, any diet that recommends the removal or restriction of one food group is going to be imbalanced, and you're not going to be able to stick with it. And my philosophy is this: like, there's a reason why people lose and then gain more weight on a no carb diet than any other type of diet. It's because we can't stay away from carbs. We love our carbs, and my philosophy is this: don't not eat carbs. Just eat the right carbs for your metabolism. Everybody, my first two books, the Hormone Diet and the Supercharged Hormone Diet, were based on helping people identify food allergies. Those that could cause headaches and fatigue and water retention. And what I realized based on that work is that just as though food allergies are unique, everybody's ability to process carbohydrates is unique. If you are sleep deprived, if you're under more stress, the older you are, if you fail to do exercise, particularly strength training, if you're perimenopausal, if you have hypothyroidism, any of these types of things will affect how your body processes carbs. And the more damaged your metabolism, the less starchy carbs you can have. So I just put together a simple process where I just rotate your carbs. Every week you introduce a new group of carbs. And you continue to do the introduction process. If you don't have any cravings and if you continue to lose weight and you feel energized, you can continue introducing a new group of carbs every week. There's over 90 recipes in the book. I've done all the thinking for you. You don't have to weigh, you don't have to measure anything.
So basically you're saying, though,
the carbs.
You pay attention to the carbs and you've narrowed down the ones that you might be sensitive to. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter when during the day or the night that you eat them, as long as they're not causing the sleep disturbances and the bloating and that sort of, and more cravings.
As long as you're exactly right. As long as that carb you're eating isn't spiking your blood sugar and spiking insulin, because if you get those symptoms, you're eating a carb that is raising your blood sugar and raising insulin. And the key is to never have that happen, because you're going to have more belly fat and you're not going to be able to lose weight and keep it off. And I flew down just to do the Ricky Lake show in LA, and I checked in and I said, oh, I'm here to do the carb sensitivity book. And the woman behind the desk said, oh, we're all on a no carb diet right now, and it's actually not working for one of the women. And then I said, well, is she eating fruits? Is she eating vegetables? Those are carbs. Somewhere, even in those carbs are a problem for her. And so it's not really a matter of when you eat them, but you certainly need to always balance them with protein and healthy fat.
And make sure that your body, that's right, and make sure that your body isn't necessarily rejecting the way that it's metabolizing those foods. Now, your book, The Carb Sensitivity Program, Discover Which Carbs Will Curb Your Cravings, Control Your Appetite, and Banish Belly Fat, what a great name. Tell people, Dr. Turner, where they can find this book.
You can get it at Amazon.com or anywhere that books are sold. You can also learn more information at DrNatashaTurner.com or CarbSensitivity.com.
CarbSensitivity.com, DrNatashaTurner.com, and find out whether you're carb sensitive, and then you can eat your carbs at night or day or whenever. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.